The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
If you'd like to be seated. I'd like to say good morning and a very warm welcome to everyone to our service of Holy Communion today. And we want to welcome not just those who are here with us in the building, we want to welcome everybody who's joining us at home on the live stream and on the dial-up service. So it's lovely to have everybody with us today. And in our service today, we're going to be thinking a little bit about service and greatness. That's the theme of our service today. Also wanted to mention some notices for the week that is to come. You'll see all the notices on the slide. But we want to particularly highlight some things that are happening. In particular, our Boys Brigade have now resumed their activities on Monday evenings. And if you have any boys in your household, if you have grandchildren, if you have neighbours, we'd be really delighted to welcome new members. And it's lovely to have the opportunity to come along, give it a try. And after all the period of lockdown, it's good to have that opportunity for fun and fellowship and friendship together. So if you have anybody that you think would like to come, they're most welcome on Monday evenings at 7 o'clock. Tuesday evenings, the Anchor Boys meet at 6:45. And also our toddlers group has now resumed on Monday mornings between 10 and 12. But you have to book in using an Eventbrite link. Also to mention, Wednesday night our Alpha course continues, and on Wednesday evening this week we hope to be beginning, one of our parishioners is going to be offering Pilates classes for those who might like to give that a try between 8 and 9 in the church hall. On Thursday evening, the parish prayer meeting, and next Sunday is our parish harvest Thanksgiving. And we look forward very much to our harvest services at 11 and 7. We have visiting preachers coming to both. And although we're not able to decorate the church as we normally would at harvest time, we're hoping to encourage people to bring gifts of tinned fish, custard, and rice pudding, which we hope to be able to pass on to the larder food bank to assist those going through difficult times at the present time. So if you can come along, again, it's a good idea to book in early. For always, harvest services are popular, and we look forward to welcoming people for that celebration next Sunday. Today, our opening hymn is a hymn of praise and thanksgiving as we invite God's love to come among us as we sing, "Come Down, O Love Divine."
Thank you.
Our service today is the service of Holy Communion. And so we pray together. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy on us, and write these your laws in our hearts.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we respond to God's forgiveness as we say together the words of Gloria in Excelsis. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. And peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks. We praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. And our special collect prayer for this morning. Almighty God, whose Holy Spirit equips your church with a rich variety of gifts, grant us so to use them that, living the gospel of Christ and eager to do your will, we may share with the whole creation in the joys of eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And if you'd like to be seated for our epistle reading. The epistle is from the letter to the Hebrews in the 5th chapter, beginning at the 1st verse. Every high priest is selected from among men and is appointed to represent them in matters related to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and are going astray, since he himself is subject to weakness. This is why he has to offer sacrifices for his own sins, as well as for the sins of the people. No one takes this honor upon himself. He must be called by God, just as Aaron was. So Christ also did not take upon himself the glory of becoming a high priest. But God said to him, "You are my son. Today I have become your father." And he says in another place, "You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek." During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the ones who could save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. And he was designated by God to be high priest in the order of Melchizedek. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Hear the words of the gospel of our Savior Jesus Christ according to St. Mark in the 10th chapter, beginning to read at the 35th verse.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus. "Teacher," they said, "we want you to do for us whatever we ask." "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked. They replied, "Let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory." "You don't know what you're asking," Jesus said. "Can you drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will drink the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared." When the 10 heard about this, they became indignant with James and John. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We believe in one God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets.
We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Our next hymn is the hymn, I Am Not Worthy, Holy Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Somebody shared a funny story with me some time ago about two business rivals who lived in the same town. And the competition was fierce between these two rivals. They never lost an opportunity to belittle each other's reputation. And both of these gentlemen were members of the same local church. And in the light of their ferocious attacks on each other, God decided one day that he would send an angel to help them to sort out this bitter rivalry and competition between them. And so the angel appeared to one of the men one day, and he said, God will grant you whatever you ask for. But he said, your rival will receive twice as much as you will of whatever it is that you ask for. So this man, he thought for a few minutes, and then he closed his eyes and he prayed, and he asked God to make him blind in one eye. And I thought about this story again in the light of today's gospel reading, an occasion when two of Jesus' disciples asked him to grant them whatever they asked. And I wonder if that is the way that we approach our prayers too sometimes. Lord, I want you to grant me whatever I ask. And rather than get annoyed with the disciples, Jesus asks them a very simple and yet a very searching question. He asks them, "What do you want me to do for you?" And I wonder if Jesus were to ask us exactly the same question this morning, what sort of answers we would give him. We might want him to make someone that we love better from an illness that they're suffering. We might ask him perhaps to give us a bigger bank balance than the one we have at the moment. We might ask him to see our family getting on well in their lives and their work. But it is a big question Jesus poses, and it's one he poses a number of times in the Gospels. What do you want me to do for you? And if we look at Jesus' conversation with James and John in this passage, we see straight away that their desire is a very simple and a very basic one. They want to be the top men. They want to sit on Jesus' right and on his left in glory. And it maybe seems initially a bit of a crude request, especially in the light of what has just gone before, which we didn't read this morning. But just before this, Jesus has told his disciples of how he must suffer and die. And he's spoken about how he will be betrayed into the hands of sinful men who'll torture him and put him to death, and then he will rise again. And so as Jesus has this conversation with James and John, he says, "You don't really know what you're asking." He asks them, "Can you drink the cup I drink? Can you be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" In other words, are you really about the same things that I am? Because if you were, I think you might not have asked for what you've just asked for. And in the Bible, we always get a sense that something important is about to happen when Jesus calls all his disciples together. And that's equally true, I believe, in church today, as we all gather, in a sense, as one community, either in the building or if we're tuning in online, and we're gathering to hear God's word read. And as we want to hear God's word read to us, there's a need to have our ears open, because there just might be something important for us to hear. We might not like it. It might challenge us. But Jesus always says what he says for our good and to point us in the right direction. And today he challenges those assumptions that we often make about power and about authority and about success. I guess on many levels there are various signs that seem to indicate to us that a person has really begun to make it in life. It might be the location and the size of their house. It might be the kind of car that they drive. Maybe it's the amount of holidays that they take each year and where they take them. But sometimes, too, it's about other things. It's about the control of land or a company. Or it's about maybe the control of a business or who signs the checks. But Jesus, in this passage this morning, he challenges us to look at things another way. "You want to know about greatness," he says. "Well, whoever wants to be great among you, whoever wants to be great among you must be the servant of all." That's pretty shocking stuff for all the disciples who gathered there. not just James and John, but the whole lot of them. And Jesus tells them, just as he tells us today, that we are called to something different than we might expect. It's not about lording it over other people. It's not about expecting them to dance attendance upon us because of who we are. And Jesus doesn't talk about these things from a perspective of splendid isolation, but he himself embodies all that he is talking about. If you remember, it was Jesus who got up from the meal, wrapped a towel round his waist, and began to wash his disciples' feet. This is the key to true greatness, our willingness to serve others. Some time ago, pre-COVID, I called in to a house where there had been a bereavement, and there were lots of people calling on that occasion to pay their respects. But as I called in that evening, I remember being very struck by a young man who was maybe 7 or 8. He was a grandson of the deceased. But he spent the whole evening asking all of the visitors as they came into the home if they wanted some tea. And if they did, he would smile with delight, and within minutes he would return with a big plate of sandwiches and a cup of tea to the guests. He took a real delight in getting on with the work and offering his very best to help with things in a very sad and difficult situation. And I guess we all know many people who live selfless lives in lots of different ways. Maybe they have to make sacrifices to provide for their children's happiness, or maybe they make sacrifices to care for an elderly parent or someone of their acquaintance who isn't well and needs lots of assistance. I know other people whose physical health limits their opportunities for service, but they spend their time praying quietly for the work of the church and for others who are part of their lives. And they exercise a really powerful and profound ministry as they spend their time and their days praying for others, often from their bed or from the restrictions of the one room in which they spend most of their time. And the strange thing is that as we engage with Jesus' challenge to become servants, we discover that in obedience to his command, that's where we discover what life is really all about. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. We pray for your church throughout the world, for this diocese, and for David, our bishop. And today we pray for all churches as they try to serve their local community, as they seek to provide opportunities for people to gather and to meet together, as they embark on practical projects to bring hope and relief to those who are struggling with their physical and mental health. We also want to pray especially this week for all our church leaders from different denominations as they lead the special service of peace and reflection to mark the centenary of Northern Ireland on Thursday in Armagh Cathedral. We thank you today for all who serve and who pray. And we ask that you would help us to follow in that path. Lord, in your mercy. we pray for the nations of the world. And today we pray particularly against acts of terrorism. After loss of life this week in Norway and in England, where a serving MP lost his life as he tried to serve his constituents. We pray too for Afghanistan, where a bomb attack cost many lives. And we pray for families who've been bereaved in these terrorist attacks. We also pray for the work of counter-terrorism units right across the globe, and we ask that they would be vigilant and alert to potential acts of violence and be able to prevent them taking place. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the sick and the poor and those in any kind of trouble. We remember today all who find their work a struggle at the present time, as many take on extra duties to cover those who are sick. We pray for all who try to manage rosters and respond to constantly changing demands. We pray too today for those who suffer in the isolation of working from home. And in the quietness, we want to bring before God those who are particularly in our thoughts or on our minds as they navigate sickness and stress in their lives. And we ask that you would come alongside them and give them your strength and support and healing and help. Lord, in your mercy, merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross. We meet in his name and share his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
And we join together to sing our next hymn, From Heaven You Came, Helpless Babe.
Thank you.
Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life, that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us, who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen. Amen. Amen." The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ.
We remain in our one body, for we all share in one bread.
In a moment or two, we will be coming to you in your seat with Holy Communion, and if you haven't been here for a while, at the moment the guidance is that we receive communion in one kind only through bread, and as we do so, we remember Jesus' sacrifice for us. And so we invite all who are here to receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. God our Father, whose Son, the light unfailing, has come from heaven to deliver the world from the darkness of ignorance, let these holy mysteries open the eyes of our understanding, that we may know the way of life and walk in it without stumbling. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we pray together. Almighty God, Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Thank you for sharing with us in our worship today. And as our service draws to a close, we take that theme of service into the coming week as we sing our closing hymn, Help Us to Help Each Other, Lord.